The Oireachtas Transport Committee is to hold a special meeting today to discuss the impact of the potential sale of Aer Lingus to the Willie Walsh-run International Airlines Group. Representatives from the Irish Airline Pilots Association, various trade unions and Chambers of Commerce will all attend that meeting today. The Fine Gael Chair of the Transport Committee, John O'Mahony, is on the line for us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Christopher.
First of all, can I ask you, why this meeting? Why necessary?
Well, obviously, this is an important issue that has come into the public debate in recent days, and the committee has responsibility for the transport area, and it was the feeling of the committee that we needed to hold a special meeting as early as today, because obviously this thing is moving quite quickly, and to get in representatives and the stakeholders, I suppose, to give their views on the impact that any potential sale would have on the nationally and obviously on the regions as well.
So this is essentially not about the pride of the big Irish brand Aer Lingus being subsumed entirely into a major global corporate, but rather about the core issues on the ground here.
I think one of the functions of the committee is to help or to facilitate, if you like, the articulation from the representative groups and the stakeholders as to what their concerns might be, and that would then feed into the debate. I think that's the issue here and the reason that the meeting has been held today. We may have other hearings as well in the coming days, because obviously we want to hear all sides of this debate.
The Aer Lingus slots at Heathrow, the key, if you like, asset that people are focusing in on around this deal. What do you expect to hear from various groups in relation to those?
Well, I presume what we'll be hearing is the importance of connectivity into Ireland, and the Heathrow slots have a huge role to play in that. And obviously that any changes in that or any disposal of them, the effects that would have. And, you know, it really is.
Have you had sufficient reassurance about the future of those slots in relation to this IAG bid as a Fine Gael politician yourself?
Well, look, obviously the minister has and the cabinet have discussed this, have been briefed on this, and there's an interdepartmental steering group to examine all of these.
And we also know that many politicians and both parties in the coalition, many backbenchers are grouping together and they're saying, we really don't like the sound of this. This is not good.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I think that's the picture that has emerged, if you like, from within both parties. But that's, again, that's feeding into the debate, as is today's debate at the committee from the stakeholders. And all of that, I think it's important in a democracy that all of that happens. And that's what's taking place today at our meeting and taking place in the last number of days, and I'm sure in the days to come before this issue is resolved.
In essence, are you hearing from the wrong group of people? Should you be hearing from Willie Walsh? There's some concern that he hasn't come out, he hasn't been talking about the reasons why he wants to take over Aer Lingus, an airline he used to run.
Well, that's what I wanted to make clear, is that today is just the initial stages of our hearing. So obviously we will be looking at all sides of the debate, and I'm sure that Willie Walsh or others or whatever will be welcome to come to our hearings as well and give all sides of the story on this issue, because it is, as I said at the beginning, an important issue both nationally and regionally.
Have you invited him before you thus far?
No, we have our usual have our meetings on Wednesday. This issue emerged quite quickly, and we decided to begin the process today. We may have to have other meetings tomorrow or early next week.
And what about Aer Lingus? The board there has recommended the offer.
Well, I mean, what the board have said is that they're willing to recommend it, subject to being satisfied in that with the manner in which the IAG proposes to address the interests of all the relevant parties. And we are hearing from the relevant parties today.
The backdrop to this, a year out from an election, for any government politician, must be quite unnerving. What's the political atmosphere like inside Fine Gael in relation to this proposal, this bid?
Well, obviously, just as in, and I'm sure in other parties as well, right across the board, there is an important determination to do what's right for the country here. And I detect, as being a member of Fine Gael, that that's no different in Fine Gael. So
yes,
I think,
but you're the one with the stake here. In essence, it'll be your decision, a government decision, whether or not to sell the 25% stake that the government owns, whether to participate in this process.
Yes, and that's. But I think it's important to hear all sides of this. And as I said to you earlier, the view in Fine Gael, I think, is I would detect, and I would see at first hand, is the same as in many of the other parties.
Which is
to be, you know, to proceed very carefully on this, and to obviously to ensure that Ireland, in any way in regards to business, to tourism, to connectivity, to jobs, doesn't in any way be adversely affected by any decision that would be taken.
Final point for you, and very quickly, if I may, whatever the outcome of your deliberations, how crucial is the preservation of Ireland access to those Heathrow slots of that reassurance for you,
yes,
to say this is something that the Oireachtas Transport Committee can recommend?
Obviously that is a very crucial part of it, there's no doubt about that, and I have no doubt that will emerge in our discussions today as well.
Okay, John O'Mahony, Chair of the Oireachtas Transport Committee, thank you very much for joining us on the line. The time is 21 minutes.